Joining us now at the end of the hour here is Elena Panaitis, a Greek economist and an MP in the ruling PASOK party in Greece. Elena, good morning.
Good morning.
What is the latest on Greece being at the center of the EU financial scandal? We're looking at the markets opening positively once more here on this side of the Atlantic. It appears as though Greece has managed to reassure investors around the world. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling that for the last five times that we had to get our tranche delivered and disbursed, we've been delivering to all our commitments. And once again, we delivered to this commitment with full support, with the vote of the MP of the MPs last night, more than just those that are with the ruling party. And we keep on moving. It's difficult. It's hard. It's not something we like to do. We don't like to keep on giving austerity measures to people, but we have to persevere.
Elena Panaitis is an economist and a member of parliament. Did you vote for the new property tax last night?
Yes, I did.
What is the political implication of this? We've already seen big protests in Athens this week.
Yeah, I mean, I have to admit, having lived also in other parts of Europe, as well as in the United States, I have to admit that we do have demonstrations, but they're not as bad as if you would see a demonstration or a strike in France. We are loud people, and we tend to voice our disappointments. There is, as I said earlier, a disappointment out there, but there is no other way, and it's been quite well explained to everyone, and that's why a wide positive vote was given yesterday. We're pretty much between, you know, a rock and a hard place.
Very much resigned there. I love that the characterization. We are a loud people. Elena Panaitis is an economist and a parliament member of the PASOK party who voted for the controversial new property tax that's caused more protests as Greeks deal with the further austerity measures demanded by the European Union. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
So you can be a part of this program in so many different ways. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE to join any of the conversations we've had, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. One of the great lengths that one parent went through to get her children into a different district. Are you sympathetic with that mom that we spoke with a few moments ago? Share your story at thetakeaway.org. And earlier this hour, we talked about country music, an economic indicator for our tough times. Add your own country song to our playlist, whether it's about economic times or just the lyrics that rock your world. What song do you think personally sums up how you're getting by in 2011? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can sing the song if you like. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste Headlee is out all this week. This is The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for Increased Understanding of East and Southeast Asia. Funding for Detroit coverage on The Takeaway is supported in part by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, WKKF.org. The Takeaway is produced by WNYC and Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.